أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا قيل لهم ماذا أنزل ربكم قالوا أساطير الأولين ليحملوا أوزارهم كاملة يوم القيامة ومن أوزار الذين يضلونهم بغير علم ألا ساء ما يزرون صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 24 and 25 of Surah An-Nahl. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the feebleness and the weakness of the gods that people generally worship besides Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah spoke about His Tawheed and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's oneness. Now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala speaks about the caliber of the people who worshipped, in other words, the mushrik in itself, and here particularly the mushrikeen in Makkah Mukarramah. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ. When they were asked, مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ, what did your Rabb, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, reveal? In other words, what's the reality of this Qur'an Sharif? قَالُوا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. Their response would be, it is the stories, it is the tales of the people of before. In other words, the people of the past. In the previous surah, we discussed one important aspect that tried to block the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's da'wat and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's invitation towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And that was that they would call upon people to stand in the way of anyone that comes towards Makkah Mukarramah, comes into Makkah Mukarramah, to find out about the claim of Nubuwat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And amongst those propaganda programs that they would have, one program would be this, that they would make people stand on the roads of Makkah, that anybody comes into Makkah and they are searching for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or they are searching for the person that claims Nubuwat, and they ask you about this Quran, then your one simple answer should be Asatirul Awwaleen, that this Quran is nothing but tales of the people of the past. So they, in their minds, and yes, the Quran does speak about Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, and a whole host of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, and other people of the past. So in one way, they satisfied themselves that this Quran Sharif is the tales of the people of the past, so they are not speaking any lie. But what they really did was they knew that this Quran was the word of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and in one way they tried to reduce the status of the Quran Sharif. So Allah ta'ala says, why did they do all of this? And here again, it's another very important point, that sometimes we tell people not to follow a particular aspect of deen, not to practice upon a particular aspect of deen. Sometimes there's a hidden motive behind this. And Allah Ta'ala says, لِيَحْمِلُوا أَوْزَارَهُمْ كَامِلَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the one hand, that they may bear their complete load on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, their complete burden. The burden of their own deeds, the burden of their own sins. وَمِنْ أَوْزَارِ الَّذِينَ يُضِلُّونَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ. And together with that, they will carry the burden of those people whom they deviated without any knowledge whatsoever. That sometimes we tell people to disobey Allah Ta'ala wa na'udhu billah, or sometimes we stop a person from a good deed of deen. But little do we realize that this is all going to become burdensome upon us on the day of Qiyamah. And of course, the opposite is also true, that if we encourage people to do good, we encourage people to become obedient to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Rabbul Izzat will give us the full share of their reward without their reward diminishing. Ala sa'a ma yazirun. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, evil, difficult is the load that they intend to bear. In other words, it is going to be a great difficulty on the day of Qiyamah. Hence we find a very beautiful dua. Allahumma ahdina wahdibina waj'alna sababan liman ihtada. Allahumma ahdina, O Allah, guide us. Wahdibina, and guide others through us. Waj'alna sababan liman ihtada, and Allah, make us the means of those whom you directly guide. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.